Welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of April 24th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers Inn content. We're looking for our April patron. I know we're getting near the end of the month, and I know most of you are already patrons. Thank you so much for the support. But it's never too late to share the good link that is patreon.com/thegamersinn and get some more folks in here supporting our fantastic endeavors. We think they're fantastic. So yeah, still looking for our April patron, but never too late to look at May as well. So look forward to that. The Gamers Inn this week, I still haven't booted up the PlayStation Classic. It's right here on my desk. I got it for... if you've been following my two-week, three-week adventures, I had it for 40, then found it for 30, then got it for 20. Canadian, that is, and we joke that that's pretty much a quarter in the States. But yeah, the thing is on clearance, and I have it right here, and I think it's maybe just... the fact that setting these things up is not as easy as one would think. You know, the cords are short. It's such a small piece of plastic thing. I don't want to set it up in my office. I want to set it up on the TV. There's less TV time with, you know, the kids and having one TV. I'm coming up with a bunch of excuses here. But also Easter and all that fun stuff. But, I mean, I've got a day. I've got 2 days. I might just find time to boot it up before the show. But I promise you this will not be months of Ryan not booting it up and saying such. This is the last week we're going to talk about the PlayStation Classic. Unless some crazy... I jump in and play a bunch of it in the coming weeks. But I highly doubt that. I think this thing will be a slow burn. But I will get some time with it this week and we will put it to bed. I've also been playing Assassin's Creed Odyssey on PC. I've jumped back in, kind of looking, they've been releasing the DLC, and I still can't find, the season pass is like $50 here, and I still haven't been able to find it on sale, so I'm kind of waiting for that, but I also haven't finished the game, so I thought, you know what, I'll jump back in, play around with it a bit, and that game is beefy. There's a lot to it, and I'm still sort of discovering new mechanics as we go forward. I think I just kind of was introduced to the spear upgrade mechanic and taking out cultists. So there's this like cultists. I think I talked about it months ago where they have the sort of mercenary area. And like Grand Theft Auto, they have sort of this bounty system where if you do a lot of bad deeds or kill a bunch of people, you will have mercenaries after you. And that's their sort of like five-star system on top of the, you know, your wanted system. So the wanted system, like you can kind of, you can hide for a bit and then people will stop looking for you. But then there's the bounty system where they'll send mercenaries after you. And the way to get your bounty down is either to pay it from the map, which is convenient but expensive, or you can take out the supplier, which is this like red money pouch icon on the map, and you can go do that, and it wipes your bounty clean and saves you having to pay like 1,000 gold, because I mean I don't have a bunch of gold in the game. So it's really cool. I'm really enjoying it. I'm glad Assassin's Creed is taking a year off. I might be able to slowly enjoy Odyssey and its DLC over the next year and a half. I find it's a very easy game to jump in and jump out of, because there's always something to do, some icon to clear, and it's a snappy game. It runs really well on the PC, so I've been enjoying it. SteamWorld Quest is out this week, and that can super duper snuck up on me. I love the SteamWorld games. I love SteamWorld Dig. Dig 2 is one of my favorite games on Switch, I believe last year. Feels like it was last year. But SteamWorld Quest got announced earlier this year, and it really snuck up on me because it's out tomorrow on Switch and PC, I believe. So, or no, just Switch. It's exclusive to the Switch at this time. So that's out on Switch on Thursday. And I might just download it. I have a weekend getaway coming up where I'm doing a geek weekend, going to see Avengers with some friends, including Jocelyn. And I might just bring the Switch up and download SteamWorld Quest to check out while I'm working on that. So it's like a card battler slash, well, quest game. So I've heard good things so far. Reviews are out and it's been positive. And I really like the aesthetic of the SteamWorld world. So looking forward to that. As for Summoner's Call, as I mentioned, I'm going to have a geek weekend. I'm going to be away seeing Avengers with friends. So we're not going to have a Summoner's Call this week, but you can look forward to a new Legendary Hero releasing this weekend, and more Game Club when we return with Fire Emblem Fate's Conquest, and we're playing up to chapter 12. So if you're following along and haven't played Conquest or want to replay it with us, you can get up to chapter 12 by next weekend and we'll discuss it. As for upcoming games, Mortal Kombat 11 is out right now on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Some interesting tidbits coming out of that one. It's kind of brought in more of the Injustice 2 mechanics, where there's like customizable stuff and a lot of different currencies and all that fun stuff. So people are mixed on that, but I really like the mechanics of Mortal Kombat, the Mortal Kombat and Injustice games. So I've learned my lesson. These are the type of games where I've bought them at launch, barely play them, and then 6 months later, there's the gold edition on sale for half price, yet the season pass that I would need to complete my purchase is still full price. And I mean, that's how they get you. You buy up front, full price, and then you can get the season pass, still full price. That's how they get more money out of you. But I think I've learned my lesson with this one. I'll probably wait and check this one out on, I'm thinking Xbox. I'll check it out on Xbox One once the gold version goes on sale. SteamWorld Quest, as I mentioned, Hand of Gilgamesh is out tomorrow on April 25th. Box Boy plus Box Girl, a great little puzzle game on the Switch, coming out April 26th. Days Gone for the PlayStation 4 out on Friday, April 26th as well. And finally, Super Meat Boy Forever, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, PC, iOS, and Android, April 26th. The end of April. Busy, busy week. That's going to do it for this Patreon mini. New Gamers Inn will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersinn. Can't delay this week because I'm out of town Friday night. We are not going to be recording. We are going to be playing video games and having fun. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGIDiscord. I just saw there were conversations in there about this new Anthem announcement that we'll probably discuss on the show. It's kind of some are saying a death knell for the game, and it kind of looks that way. So unfortunately, that is something we'll discuss. Poor Anthem. Poor Bioware. Thanks for listening, and have a great week.